Welcome to Victorious Parenting. I'm your host, Arabella Hill. Now's the time to transform your home life and make parenting a breeze by learning and applying new strategies. Let's get into it. Today, I'm going to give you some self-reflection questions that you can ask yourself in order to help yourself be a more positive parent. These questions are taken out of my book, The Ultimate Guide to Promoting Positive Self-Esteem in Children. So as we go through these questions, it might help to think about very real examples of times where you have or have not done these things in your own parenting experience. It might actually help you to start thinking deeply about these different things and how you react to certain situations. And it might highlight some areas that might need working on within yourself as well. So let's begin. How often do you provide opportunities for your child to learn by allowing them to make decisions all on their own? And so what I mean by this is that it can be so easy just to do things for our children, because when we do something, it's a lot faster, right? For example, when I do the dishes, it maybe takes me about 10-15 minutes, depending on the load, maybe 20 minutes. But when I ask my 19-year-old son to do it, it might take him double the length. It's so easy for me just to go in there and just take over and say, look, I'll just do it. Don't worry about it. But if I do that, it's not really teaching him anything. He's not really learning to like struggle through it, because I myself at one stage in my life took at least an hour to wash dishes, you know, and it's only now I can do it quickly because I've learned to do it. Now, washing dishes, it's not really the most major life skill, but it's a part of looking after yourself, as is ironing your clothes and washing your clothes and vacuuming and things like that. These are small things that we can just easily do, we can quickly do. And let's be honest, sometimes when we do these things, we do them much more thoroughly than what our children would do them. However, by giving them opportunities to make decisions by themselves, such as, hey, what would you like for dinner tonight or tomorrow night? You would like this? Great. Why don't you help me make that dinner so we can do it together? And then they can learn the process of how that works. Of course, if you're tired and it's a weeknight and you don't have a long period of time, it might not be the best time to teach your child how to cook dinner, or to get them to participate in that activity with you. So it's best to make these decisions of when you're helping your child learn new skills, where you have that leeway, where you have time, you're not in a rush to doing it. So there's lots of other things that they can make little decisions on their own, and it's too easy just to swoop in and make that decision for them. And you can start helping your child to make decisions all on their own from a very young age. For as soon as they can start walking and talking, and you can see that they're cognitively making choices on their own, help them to make decisions on their own. What would you like to play with today? What would you like to have for a snack? Hold one snack in the left hand, another snack in the right hand, and get them to choose. You can do that with, you know, an 18-month-year-old. Depends on the cognitive development of your child. You can do that from a very, very young age. I started doing that with my son when he started sitting up in a high chair, just out of curiosity. I would just hold two snacks in my hand and get him to see if that he wanted to choose. And sometimes he didn't. He was a little bit too young. But I kept doing it, and as he got older, he would choose what snack he wanted to have. I was trying to help him throughout his childhood to become cognitively aware of himself and his choices, and what is it that he likes, and what is it that he wants to do, because we can put our likes and our dislikes onto our children and expect them to follow suit, but they have their own personalities that they are developing. They have their own likes and dislikes. And to me, as my son was growing, it was exciting and fun to find out, what does he like? Does he like the same things that I like? I wanted to know when he grew up if he ended up liking the same music as I did. And he doesn't really. He has similar taste in music to me, but he likes very different things to I do. And I love that about him. He's his own person. So how often do you provide opportunities for your child to learn by allowing them to make decisions on their own? I'm going to end this podcast here, and I'm going to do one podcast for one question to help you just to think about these things, because there's a lot of questions as we go along. So what decisions can you help your children make on their own today, regardless of their age? Of course, if you have a newborn, it's not going to work, is it? I'm talking about children who can sit up in a high chair, who can walk and talk and things like that. What decisions do you make for them on a daily basis that perhaps that you can start allowing them to make for themselves, such as what color t-shirt would you like to wear today, depending on their age? You know, would you like to pick out an outfit for yourself? Because when they're little, when they're 2 or 3, it's so easy just to grab some clothes and say, put this on or get them dressed. But I think it's great to start allowing them to make these decisions, and so they can start developing their own tastes and finding out who they are individually. If you would like access to more parenting resources and a big supportive community, I'd like to invite you to our Facebook group, Victorious Parenting. I give regular content every single day, and we have a unit section where you can find all the best content. There are some short form and long form content in there, like the Grey Rock Method and how to deal with sibling rivalry. And as well, you'll get to be a part of a great big community of parents who are becoming victorious just like you. We'd love to have you join us in Victorious Parenting. Discover the 7 biggest mistakes parents make that can lower their child's self-esteem forever. Promoting selfesteem.com.